From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Good morning. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We bring you the news, the information. Today, I am shocked, I tell you, to find out there's gambling going on in here. Well, at least we're going to talk about gambling and why poker may be good for you. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank. It is Friday, November 16th, and let's take a moment, BPP listeners, to send a little love, a little good energy Joe Biden's way.
It's true. Joe Biden...
It's hard out there for a Biden.
He was at the debate last night. He was en fuego, as we shall say. You know what? I think he's just going for it. Made fun of the moderators of the debate after the first 15 minutes was all Senator Clinton and Senator Obama. They finally got to Senator Biden. This was his response.
Here's what he said.
Senator Biden.
No.
I want you to weigh in.
Don't do it. No. Don't make me speak.
No, don't call on me or Dennis Kucinich or Chris Dodd. No, don't do it.
But Biden's this guy who's, you know, like Mr. Foreign Policy. Yep. He knows everything. He meets, you know, with the leaders of every other nation.
Yeah, he said, I called Musharraf and told him what's what. I just like that he's got a bat phone to
that he's
Pervez Musharraf.
Show up in Vegas and get ignored by Wolf Blitzer. All right, Joe. Well, we got your back, buddy.
We're sending you some love.
Good on you.
We're going to talk a little more politics with Ron Brownstein, amazing author and columnist. He's written this book about how extreme partisanship has paralyzed Washington. We'll talk to him about what's not getting done in D.C. for you and me because they cannot get along.
And we're going to talk about Stephon Marbury, who I am officially titling. I think this is the first time this analogy has been made. You heard it here first. He's the Tracy Jordan of the NBA. You watch 30 Rock? He lives every week like it's Shark Week. This week, he got fined $180,000 for not showing up for a game. We're going to talk to Will Leach from Deadspin about what's going on with Stephon Marbury.
He likes Karl Rove.
Karl Rove.
Stories, plus the debut of a new BPP series, America's Next Top. We'll fill in the blank later in the show. We'll also go to Rachel Martin for today's headlines in just a minute. But first, here's the BPP's big story.
Working together, we can restore the confidence of Americans' consumers, improve the efficiency of America's airports, and bring order to America's skies.
Getting you home faster for the holidays, that's President Bush's goal with his latest measures aimed at easing air traffic congestion during the busiest travel season of the year.
In an announcement yesterday, the president called for the opening of two lanes of restricted military airspace off the East Coast to create a, quote, Thanksgiving Express lane. The additional lanes will be available to commercial airlines starting next Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, lasting through the following Sunday. They'll target New York airports, which are the epicenter of 75% of the nation's air traffic delays.
The president's plan contains other short-term options, like doubling the penalties airlines have to pay passengers who get bumped from overbooked flights, and a moratorium on non-essential maintenance projects.
Long-term, the president expressed support for his so-called congestion pricing proposals that would charge airlines higher fees to take off and land at peak hours in overcrowded airports.
Now, some aviation experts are criticizing the plan as a last-ditch effort to prevent chaos in the coming days. One travel columnist telling the Chicago Tribune, quote, this is President Bush saying, let me get out there just days before Thanksgiving and make it look like I'm doing something.
Air traffic controllers say their ranks are too thin to handle the holiday crush efficiently, even with these new measures. And the pilots union called some long-term steps too drastic. I'm going to be flying out of JFK today, so maybe I can call and file a special report from the airport.
Please do. Many of the new moves will also be in effect for Christmas, with others coming into effect by next summer's travel season. And that is the BPP big story. Now here's Rachel Martin with even more news.